Running a dental practice with critical business thinking versus, quote, how does this make me feel, end quote, type strategies is something that Tracy and I deal with constantly. It's where dentists and front office team members, and sometimes even every team member, fail the business test. It's what separates the average practices from great practices. Here we go. We begin our podcast right there.
Welcome, all of you fantastic dental podcast listeners, to the My Practice, My Business Dental Podcast Show, where we help dentists profit and thrive with excerpts from the clinical business of dentistry training here at My Practice, My Business. We'll be addressing and answering questions with current trends dentists and their teams face each and every day in their pursuit of this wonderful career we call dentistry. And now the host of our show, the clinical director and president at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
You know, critical business thinking is the process of analyzing and evaluating information in a systematic or objective or, heaven forbid, logical manner to form reasoned judgments or conclusions. And it involves considering evidence and identifying biases and using reasoning to come to a well-informed decision. On the other hand, the quote, how does this make me feel today, end of quote, type strategy, it refers to a more emotional response to information or situations. It's almost kind of like active versus empathetic listening, right? So this response may be influenced by a personal belief of somebody or biases come into play. Status quo hits it. And their personal life's experiences rather than a logical analysis of the facts. And while emotions can be valuable in decision-making, it's important to recognize that they can also cloud judgment and lead to biased or irrational thinking. And in contrast, critical business thinking, it involves taking a more objective and analytic approach, which actually can lead to more informed and rational decisions that are actually based in business philosophies, business skills. So it's essential to balance emotions with critical business thinking when making decisions. This involves acknowledging and addressing any biases or emotional reactions while also considering the relevant evidence and using logical reasoning to come to a well-informed conclusion, right? So it's, you guys are probably going, is he going with KPIs on this, statistics? Is he going to, you know, where's he going with this? Well, I'll tell you. It's important to note that you and I, we dentists, we're like any other healthcare professional. We have to adhere to the principles of evidence-based practice and use critical business thinking to make informed decisions for our patients. That involves the financial stability of our dental practice too, right? So a dentist who relies solely on the strengths on their feelings instead of critical thinking would be at risk of providing possibly suboptimal care to patients, which could result in obviously negative outcomes. For example, a dentist might feel compelled to purchase less expensive products to help increase profit margins. We're taught that by consultants. Shoot, I just heard that at the UDA show. the other week, you know, it's like we constantly hear that, you know, go beat up the Patterson rep. Or the dental team may have attended training that teaches them to tighten or cram the schedule to maximize every minute of the day for the production of dentistry in the practice. So this concept of packing the schedule, that can and does affect the quality of patient care. We've heard that from every one of our clients, and I know it to be true too back in the early days of my practicing. However, you guys, in rare instances, a dentist who prioritizes feelings over critical business thinking may operate their dental practice in ways that deviate from standard practices or protocols. We can't allow emotion to rule what we do. We have got to allow business standards or critical business thinking to run our practices. And yet, we're never trained on that stuff, are we? We never have any classes like that in school. Let me give you another example, okay? we may be more inclined to take treatment decisions based on how we feel about a particular patient rather than following established treatment guidelines. Remember, feelings are not solely owned by what we feel the patient's perceptions might be, but many times we make dental decisions based on our own gut feelings, which can sometimes be jaded by production goals, financial struggles, and a host of other things that can be controlled by our feelings. This could result in an uneven distribution of resources, with certain patients receiving more or less care than they require based on the dentist's emotional response to them. It could also lead to a lack of consistency in treatment decisions, which that could create confusion and uncertainty for patients, especially when we're not consistent with treatment care. We oftentimes hear dental team members state they too are confused as to the decisions being made when caring for patients because they don't see consistency from the doc. And additionally, if a dentist prioritizes their feelings over critical business thinking, they may be more likely to make decisions based on personal biases or preferences rather than evidence-based best practices. For example, they may be more likely to recommend a particular brand of toothpaste or dental floss, or not because it's the most effective, but because they have a personal connection to the company that produces it. They may recommend a particular dental implant because of costs of goods, or they may recommend periodontal therapy that is centered around dental insurance limitations and not for the actual care of the patient or the perceptions of said limitations that we think we have with dental insurance. The list can go on, but I know you're getting the picture on what I'm trying to teach here. Overall, it's essential for dentists to use critical business thinking in their practices to ensure that they are providing the best possible care to the patient while maintaining the fiduciary responsibility to the dental team and the business as a whole. While emotions play a role in decision-making, they should not be the sole basis for treatment decisions. We dentists, we have to use evidence-based practice and critical business thinking to make informed decisions that prioritize patient health and well-being above personal feelings or preferences. I know that when we come out of some courses, training courses, CE courses, I know sometimes that's difficult, but it always needs to go back to what's best for the patient. What kind of care can we give them? What can they choose, and let it be their choice. Dentists who run their dental practices on feelings instead of critical business thinking can experience a number of mistakes that can negatively impact their practice and their patients. And some of those most common mistakes include the following. First is inconsistent decision making. When decisions are based on feelings rather than critical business thinking, it leads to inconsistencies in how the practice actually operates. For example, a dentist may make different decisions for different patients based on how they feel about them, rather than following consistent protocols or treatment plans and documenting patient treatment choices. Our medical malpractice insurance carrier here, Professional Insurance Exchange, they literally created a document that is all about giving the patient's choice. I helped them rewordsmith it, and it's actually a pretty powerful document because patients should be given choice, and they should document which choice that they make so that doesn't come back and fall on us, okay, if they choose a lesser choice. Like, I need my tooth out, but I don't want bone placed in the ridge, and I don't want to restore it. Okay, that's your choice. You're going to initial that there. We had that discussion, so when you come back at me a couple years later and try to sue me, you will lose. Okay, that would be a good example. Number two is lack of financial stability, and this is a big one. Running a dental practice requires sound financial planning and management, period. And dentists who prioritize their feelings over critical business thinking may overspend on unnecessary expenses or investments, or fail to charge appropriate fees for their services, which leads to financial instability of the practice. Team members, they don't want to work for practices that are struggling. Oh, sure, you're going to get that one or two team members out there that will feel bad for you, and they want to stay, and they'll stay till the end. We love them. We love their dedication. But wouldn't it be better if you were financially stable, Absolutely. So what can you do? And that's what we do here at My Practice, My Business. We teach you how to be financially stable. Three, inefficient operations. When decisions are based on feelings rather than critical business thinking, it can lead to inefficient operations. For example, a dentist may hire staff members based on personal relationships or feelings rather than qualifications. And that leads to less effective teams. Okay. I do like to take team members. If I see potential in people and they're brand new, I will run with them. I will work with them. If they have a good attitude, that's great. I love good attitudes. I can't teach people to have good attitudes and have personality, but I can usually teach them how to work and work hard by setting the example. We call that servant leadership, right? Number four, poor patient care. Ultimately, when a dental practice is run on feelings rather than critical business thinking, it can result in actually poor patient care. Let me give you an example. Dentists may prioritize certain patients over others based on personal feelings, leading to uneven distribution of resources or less effective treatment plans. And when to avoid these types of mistakes, we have to prioritize critical business thinking in our practices. And this involves developing business plans, setting goals and benchmarks that are patient-centric with dental care, and analyzing financial data for profitability, meaning are you profitable on every procedure or nearly every procedure so you don't have a whole slew of loss leaders, and making decisions based on evidence-based practices rather than personal biases or feelings. Okay. Additionally, we dentists, we should seek out education and training on business management and financial planning. That will ensure that we have the necessary skills to run a successful practice. So as I was writing this podcast, I realized that I was presenting to all of you our thought leadership on our business team training, but more specifically, the concepts that are taught in our advanced dental business training. We get calls from time to time asking us if they can sign up for our advanced dental business course. Because of the testimonials, thank you to all of our clients that you give them, and you, those of you who have been through that training. The unfortunate truth is this: if you haven't been through our team training, you just won't fully understand the advanced course, because one course builds on the other. We actually tried it once with one of our wonderful clients. They ended up coming through the advanced course a second time just to put the pieces of the puzzle or the business training together that they had missed. And we hope all of you take advantage of our business training programs. It's the best business decision that I promise you will make in your dental career. But we really need to work on making decisions that are based on business and not on emotion. That's the killer. It's like I see this all the time, that when we're talking about being profitable on procedures and profitable in our practice, one of the biggest examples I can give you is this. A lot of times office team members will be like, oh, I just can't charge patients for, you know, anymore. Dentistry is already so expensive that we just can't possibly charge them any more than what we already do. And if insurance isn't going to cover it, then, you know, I just don't see how we can charge for it. You see, those are feelings, and I understand those feelings, but that is not based on critical business thinking. Critical business thinking is actually looking at the procedures that you're doing and asking yourselves, am I profitable on procedures? I mean, I can't tell you how many times that we've read in dental economics. I mean, shoot, Christensen down there at CRA, he's talked many times about how we're not profitable on composite fillings and especially on PPO plans. And he's absolutely correct. And how do we take the emotion out of it of, oh, how can I possibly do that to my clients? How can I possibly charge my patients additional fees? And you dentists are notorious for this. You're like, oh, I just can't charge. Well, you need to be financially stable. And what is financial stability? I mean, one dentist's financial stability is there's money in the checking account at the end of the month. Another dentist's financial stability in their business is they maintain $100,000 in their savings account for a rainy day, just in case we, I don't know, hit a pandemic again or Maybe the dentist gets injured skiing or something like that. Can the practice survive that type of a hit? Well, those are things I want you to think about. And by prioritizing critical business thinking, we dentists can provide the best possible care to our patients while also ensuring the success and longevity of our practices. Remember, financial stability is as mission critical to all of us as the quality of care that our training can deliver to our patients. They go hand in hand. Absolutely. Never let anyone tell you otherwise. I hope this has been a helpful podcast with this topic of critical business thinking versus feelings. It's okay to have both, but remember, you run a business, and that business needs to be profitable just like every other business in the nation is. Thanks so much for listening. You guys have a great day.
Thank you for being with us today. Since 2006, My Practice, My Business has been teaching dentists and their teams business skills, dental insurance contractual protocols, and state laws governing how to profitably bill patients fairly for the need-based services they provide. What's more, we guarantee our training, unlike other dental consulting companies in the industry. Simply stated, if you don't increase your net revenue, we don't get paid. We call it dental consulting the way it should be. We believe there's never been a more important time than now for dentists to experience and implement our key methods, knowledge, and business training within their dental practices. To learn more about our guaranteed, no-risk clinical business of dentistry training that is changing dental practices for the better, just go to our website, mypracticemybusiness.com, and surf our pages for additional information about our company and the services we provide. When you're ready, give us a call and get scheduled for the most profitable dental business training that you will ever experience. If you enjoyed our podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call us. Thank you again and have a fantastic day.